35 to keep us cowering in fear of mutually assured destruction and in slithering servitude to our superhero politicians, the only ones capable of handling deadly green kryptonite. What does it mean that we have invented a way to destroy all life on Earth? Nothing much. We have dreamed this as an escape from the contemplation of our own individual deaths. We have made an emblem to serve as the mirror image of a discarded immortality. Like demented dictators, we swoon at the thought of taking it all down with us into the abyss. Survivalists, or 144,000 elect of the Revelations, can indulge themselves in orgies of dualist hysteria, endless final confrontations with a seductive evil. We have seen the ghost of René Guénon, cadaverous and topped with feathers like Boris Karloff as Alice Bay in The Mummy, leading the funereal no-wave industrial noise rock band in loud, buzzing black fly chants for the death of culture and cosmos. Schism of pathetic nihilists, the Gnostic self-disgust of post-sexual intellectoids.
We're walking down the street.
Are these dreamy ballads not simply mirror images of all those lies and platitudes about progress in the future, beamed out from every loudspeaker, zapped like paranoid brainwaves from every school book and TV in the world of the consensus? The thanatosis of the hypnoanarians extrudes itself like pus from the false health of the consumers' and workers' paradises. Anyone who can read history with both hemispheres of the brain knows that a world comes to end every instant. The waves of time leave washed up behind themselves only dry memories of a closed and petrified past. Imperfect memory itself already dying in autumnal. And every instant also gives birth to a world. Despite the cavillings of the philosophers and scientists whose bodies have grown numb, a present in which all impossibilities are renewed, where regret and premonition fade to nothing in one presential, hologrammatical, psychomantric gesture.
Later, we were stretching red balloon things.
The normative past, or the future heat death of the universe, mean as little to us as last year's GMP, or even the way it is state. All ideal pasts, all futures which have not yet come to pass, simply obstruct our consciousness of total, vivid presence. Sir, I believe that the world, or our world, has already come to an end. For Jehovah's Witnesses, it happened in 1914. Yes, folks, we're living in the Book of Revelations now. For certain Oriental occultists, it occurred during a major conjunction of the planets in 1962. Joachim of Fiore proclaimed the third age, that of the Holy Spirit, which replaced that of Father and Son. Hassan II of Alamut proclaimed the Great Resurrection, the immanentization of Eschaton, paradise on earth. Profane time came to an end somewhere in the late Middle Ages. Since then, we've been living in angelic time, only most of us don't know it. Or to take an even more radical moment's start, time never started at all. Chaos never died. The Empire was never founded. We are not now, and never have been, slaves to the past or hostages to the future. We suggest that the end of the world be declared a fait accompli. The exact date is unimportant. The rant is in 1650 new. The millennium comes now into each soul that wakes to itself, to its own centrality and divinity. Rejoice, fellow creature, was their greeting. All is ours. I want no part of any other end of the world. A boy smiles at me in a street. A black crow sits in a pink magnolia tree, cawing as Orgon accumulates and discharges in a split second over the city. Summer begins. I may be your lover, but I spit on your millennium.